know, Coach McMahon, Coach Pickens, Coach Ladon, those guys did a good job identifying him early. So BJ came on, you know, like I was saying earlier, just about having relationships and for guys to be able to get to our campus. BJ came and visited us unofficially as a junior. And we offered him, and we stayed in there with him for a long, long time. You know, we recruited BJ for 2 years. And, you know, it came time for him to make a decision. He had some other people maybe messing with him. He could have maybe held out, but he's just like, you know what, this feels good. This feels right. These guys have been with me for a long time. And that goes a long way. But the thing I probably like about BJ, he's very unassuming. You know, he's a seventh best player, had all this and that. Chaminade, Coach Bennett does a terrific job with those guys. And he's just a ball player. BJ's just a ball player. He has a bunch of talent. He's got great vision. He can play in ball screens. But the thing I love about him the most, too, is he can really, really shoot the basketball. So I see BJ, you know, people get caught up in all the time about a competition. I very easily see Rob and BJ playing at the same time because BJ can also play some of that two guard because of his shooting ability and then being able to make a decision, being kind of that secondary point guard, if you will, off of another action that happens within the offense. And so he can really, really shoot, really supreme high IQ. He's tougher than people probably think. And he has some tools and some attributes. Kind of a funny thing is that him and Braxton grew up playing, you know, BJ's dad coached him and Braxton when they were in little bitty ball in third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade. So going back to those relationships and those guys being connected in St. Louis, it all made a difference when they all decided to come here.